Bird flu case detected in Victoria just days after eradication announcement. Australia's recent declaration of being bird flu-free has proved short-lived, with the Victorian Agriculture Department announcing an outbreak at a farm in the state's north. The Australian Centre for Disease Preparedness conducted testing at Geelong confirming a H7N8 strain, which is different to the strain that hit Victorian poultry farms last year. The property has been placed in quarantine and arrangements made to ensure the disease does not spread from the Strathbygie Shire in Victoria's northeast, the department said. On February 6, the federal government announced Australia was officially bird flu-free after there had been no detections of H7 avian influenza since July. More than 1.8 million birds were killed in a quest to rid the nation of the disease after Victoria, New South Wales, and the ACT experienced outbreaks. The Victorian Agriculture Department warned people should contact a 24-hour hotline on 1-800-675-888 or their local vet if they have any suspicions about possible bird flu cases. Consumers should not be concerned about eggs and poultry products from the supermarkets. They do not pose a risk and are safe to consume, the department said. Cases among humans in direct contact with animals infected with avian influenza viruses are possible, the department noted. But it said the risk to the public remains low. Last year, Victoria experienced Australia's largest avian influenza outbreak on record. Between late May and late June, 8 properties tested positive for H7N3 and H7N9 avian influenza in southwest Victoria. There was cautious relief last week from egg farmers nationally that they can start to rebuild a devastated industry. Production was expected to return to normal levels in spring, depending on further outbreaks. Egg prices aren't expected to drop, with the industry expected to pay 20% of the cleanup, forcing farmers to pass on costs to consumers. Over the past 5 decades, Australia has successfully contained and eradicated H7 bird flu multiple times. But there are fears the highly pathogenic H5N1 strain, which has devastated animal populations overseas, could find its way to Australian shores via the migration patterns of wild birds. The federal government is investing more than $100 million to bolster national preparedness. Avian influenza, commonly known as bird flu, is a highly contagious virus that can cause sudden death in poultry. The World Health Organization says the deadly H5N1 strain rarely affects humans and is not easily transferred between people.